Welcome to Sem Torah for Parsha Tazria Mitzora. It's Neely Turetsky here. Nice to speak with all of you. I wanted to share something with you, not about the Parsha, but today is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's the last day of Nisan, but tomorrow will be Aleph Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is Bet Rosh Chodesh. And I wanted to share a Dvar Torah with you about the month of Iyar. Iyar, from a Torah perspective, only has within it the Sfirat HaOmer. There's no Chagim in there, but from a modern perspective, we have two Chagim there. We have Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. And people have asked why specifically in Iyar were we zocha to receive Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. I heard this Dvar Torah when I was 10 years old from Rabbi Lau, who was the former chief rabbi. And it was my first trip to Israel, and my parents dragged me to some kind of speech, some Dvar Torah, and I didn't understand a word of it. It was all in Hebrew. But afterwards, my father explained it to me. Rabbi Lau asked this very question, why we were zocha to receive Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in the month of Iyar. And he answered by explaining something from Hilchot Gittin. In a get, every single word needs to be spelled correctly or else the get is invalid. And there's a machloket as to how to spell the word Iyar. Either it could be spelled Aleph Yud Resh, or it could be spelled Aleph Yud Yud Resh. And many Rishonim and Achronim discuss how do you spell Iyar, and it was very important because if it's spelled incorrectly, the get can be invalid. Rav Yaakov Emden explained that Iyar is spelled Aleph Yud Yud Resh. And he proves this by saying that it's an acronym. It's an acronym for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. He doesn't add anything to that. Seems, okay, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. What's the connection between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rachel? What specifically is their connection to the month of Iyar? And Rabbi Lau explained, in modern times, we can really understand why those Avot and Rachel, as one of the Imahot, why their connection to the month of Iyar is so strong. What were Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov promised? They were promised, Lezarecha etein et haaretz hazot, that I will give the land to your children. When did we get the land? Yom HaAtzmaut. What do we say to Rachel? What does Hashem say to Rachel? Vishavu vanim legvulam, that we will return your children to their boundaries. What is that? Yerushalayim, Yom Yerushalayim. And that's why Rabbi Lau explains why Iyar is an acronym for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel, and why these very significant events in modern history occurred in the month of Iyar. I wish you all a Chodesh Tov and a Shabbat Shalom.